genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic.
All right, welcome back to it on this Tuesday.
I can see for miles.
You know, she made a big splash, and she's been on this program a few times, Carly Fiorina. You know, went from the big move for her came after the first Republican debates when she was at the undercard, if you will, and made such an impression that she was vaulted to the main stage where she has remained, and she's been in the top tier of candidates. Her numbers not as strong today as they have been in recent weeks, but still in the conversation, and somebody who's never been afraid to speak her mind. I think that somebody that would know that as well as anybody would, well, that would be her husband, Frank Fiorina, Carly's husband, joining us on the program here today. Frank, welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Yes, she is a, well, she's direct. Do you think that's safe to say?
I've known her for 34 years, and I can tell you she's direct, all right?
Well, tell me about that. I mean, obviously, the foundation for a good marriage might be the foundation to be a good leader, whether it was a Hewlett-Packard or be the next chief executive of the United States. How important are the characteristics that make your marriage strong important to be a future leader of the free world?
Well, you know, I met Carly 34 years ago, and it took me about 2 years to work up enough courage to ask her out. And so we've literally been together 32 years. And when I first met her, I was so impressed with this young woman right out of her MBA, her tenacity, her focus. I just thought, wow, you know, this is an incredible person. And I've watched her that way throughout her career as well as our marriage. Carly's like, I hope she doesn't hear this. She's been a really wonderful wife.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I understand.
I was at a really bad time in my life with two little girls divorced. And Carly came into our life and just added so much love to it that it really made a big difference for my daughters and for myself. And she's been that way throughout her whole marriage. I've watched her over the years go from a first-level manager all the way to a CEO.
Sure.
And I've always been impressed.
Now, we've all heard the story now, or most of us have, that she went from being secretary to being CEO and worked her way up, mm-hmm. you know. But you have an interesting story as well, starting out as a tow truck driver and a rock musician. Your hair was probably a little bit longer then. But then you rose all the way to be vice president of AT&T. So you both have similar stories of, you know, working your way up and rolling up your sleeves and hard work pays off type American story. Yeah, am I right?
Well, yes, sir. And, you know, I think it's a direct result of my parents as well as her parents ingrained one thing into our minds, and that was no matter what job you do, you be the best at it, and you work hard at it no matter what. And, you know, Carly and I, our backgrounds are so different. You know, I came from a very modest family in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a wonderful Italian family. And honestly, I never really knew we didn't have much money because I always ate like a king and life was always great. Carly, on the other hand, was brought up with much more sophistication and a better education. But so in many ways, we were not alike. But in that way, in many other ways, we were exactly alike. And that bode well for both of us as we went through our career, because neither one of us tried to be promoted. Carly never meant to be a CEO. I never wanted to leave the union, in all honesty, because it kept me in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But people recognize when you're doing a great job in life, and they just drag you along. So, yes, our stories are very similar.
I think one story that we'd like to touch on while we have you here, well, the Frank Fiorina, Carly Fiorina's husband, could be the first gentleman if she rises all the way to the White House, which would be, you know, probably a pretty good gig for you. But you guys have, all kidding aside, you have challenged and overcome adversity throughout your lives, not the least of which, you mentioned the fact that you've been married previously, and your daughters, Tracy and Lori Ann, were 10 and 14 when you and Carly were married. And sadly, Lori passed away 20 years later. And what a challenge for you as a couple to overcome. If you could take just a moment and touch on that part of your life and see how that might reflect on Carly being president, just for a moment.
Well, needless to say, losing a child is not something you can describe. Honestly, I have a hard time talking about it to this day. But she was a wonderful girl. She was a beautiful girl. She was a well-educated girl. She was smart. She was hardworking. But unfortunately, addictions can be a terrible thing. And they are a terrible thing of all types. I don't care what kind of addiction you have. And when you have multiple addictions, Carly, unfortunately, was bulimic at a young age. And we thought that she was doing fine. But over time, it evolved into alcoholism. And it's just something that, I don't know, there's no way to put it in words, but as a result of it, though, I think it made our faith even stronger, going through those years of trying to get her help and getting her into rehab and working so closely. I can't tell you how many times we had to cancel events and fly back across the country because we were living in California at the time.
I think you've given us, though, the...
to try to help her.
Yeah, I think you've given us insight, Frank, and that's the key that we were looking for here, to have insight to the relationship that has built you and Carly and, in effect, created this platform for her to have the courage and the strength to run for president. And I'd like to have you back, because I'd like to have some more time with you, because I think we just started to scratch the surface. Frank Fiorina, I greatly appreciate you opening up to us here, and I look forward to talking to you soon, my friend.
Well, I really appreciate the time, and I look forward to talking to you again. Have a wonderful day.